He went alone, at his own request, for he explained that any unnecessary footmarks might make his task more difficult. For an hour or more he was at work, returning at last with his feet heavy with snow and his features as inscrutable as ever.
"I think that I have seen now all that there is to see, Mr. Holder," said he. "I can serve you best by returning to my rooms."
"But the gems, Mr. Holmes, where are they?"
"I cannot tell."
The banker wrung his hands.
"I shall never see them again," he cried. "And my son? You give me hopes."
"My opinion is in no way altered."
"Then for God's sake, what was this dark business which was acted in my house last night?"
"If you can call upon me at my Baker Street rooms tomorrow morning between 9 and 10, I shall be happy to do what I can to make it clearer. I understand that you give me carte blanche to act for you, provided only that I get back the gems, and that you place no limit on the sum I may draw."
"I would give my fortune to have them back."
"Very good. I shall look into the matter between this and then. Goodbye. It is just possible that I may have to come over here again before evening."